Welcome to the Sports Psychology Podcast, Sessions with Doc, hosted by master mental game coach Dr. Patrick Cohn of Peak Performance Sports. You'll learn cutting-edge mental strategies to improve your mental toughness in sports. Here's Dr. Cohn with this week's session.
Thanks once again for joining me, Andre.
Pleasure.
So, another big challenge that we find with triathletes is once they start the run, they're already 4, 5, 6 hours into an Ironman. And that's a time where they really start to have some doubts about what they're doing out there. Their nutrition is running down. Their hydration is running down. The mind wants to play tricks. And they start questioning, why am I doing this? Why am I putting myself through this agony, through this pain? I'm getting passed by other racers that, you know, I beat in the last leg. So how do racers push through that at the 6, 7 hour mark? How do they push through that doubt when they start to question everything?
Improve your mental toughness for sports quickly. Visit Peak Performance Sports at www.peaksports.com and download a free sports psychology report titled 10 Costly Mental Game Mistakes Athletes Make Before Competition.
Yes, Dr. Cohn, that is it's a good question. You know, having been there myself, the halfway mark of an Ironman is roughly 7 miles into the race as it goes. So you've got another 3 hours or odd left, or 2.5, however fast you run. And from this minute forward, you're going to start asking questions. You start doubting your training. You start doubting your nutrition. Nutrition is not working anymore. And the questions that come through to your mind is, what am I thinking? What am I doing? Isn't it better to just go home? So, and this is where mental toughness comes in more than anywhere else, where you have to diligently start asking some functional questions to yourself and have answers and be calm, be relaxed in a situation where your mind is not functioning well anymore. Okay, so it's important to prepare these questions before the time and have answers for them before you go to the race. You know, if you're at the start of the race and the gun goes 5 minutes before the time, often people go, why am I here? Well, it's my choice to be here. Okay, I trained for this. I've done the best I can. That's why I'm here. I do this because I love what I do and I enjoy this. So back to the run. My nutrition is starting to fail. I'm not feeling well. Why am I here? I have to answer that question myself. I chose to be here and I have done the right training for it. Right? It's important that we have these discussions because you have a lot of time with yourself and you're alone.
Sure.
And once you diligently ask these questions and have an answer for yourself, then it will get you through the run. Well, why am I here? Because I want to be challenged. Have I prepared well for this? Yes, I have. I've done everything that I should to be here. And once you tick these questions off, they don't come back until 4 or 5 miles later on, but they're going to come back. And you have to diligently put them to bed with positive, reaffirmative answers. And these answers only come from rehearsing and working something like that. We've put together this workbook, and I've said to you, I've done a full Ironman shortly after we completed the book in Chattanooga 2016, and it was the second most non-finished race they've had in the Ironman circuit up to then. The heat was well into the 90s, 96, 97, and the degrees and humidity was fairly high, and people were lying all over the place under trees. And I was wondering what I'm busy doing because I couldn't find competitors out on the road, yet I'm out there. And I went through this book repeatedly asking the same questions. What am I doing? What's my goals? Have I done the work? My nutrition, have I trained with my nutrition? So a simple question, have I trained with my nutrition? The answer is yes, I have. So the minute I give an affirmative answer, yes, I have, I do not need to discuss that particular question any again, because if I say no, well, go home and try again. Okay, I've prepared properly. I've done all the right things.
Is the doubt, Andre, is it about that it's just, is it enduring the pain, enduring the heat? Is it enduring the lack of nutrition or hydration? What really starts the doubt to kick in all of a sudden on the run?
I think it's a human one of those human things that we start doubting. We doubt our training. We doubt everything around us. And that's why we have to go to the other side and start asking ourselves questions and diligently work through these questions and give us the affirmative answers that we know is there. I have trained with my nutrition, so my nutrition is good. The fact that I'm doubting it, well, that's just one of those things that happens. It's like if you meditate and waves of thoughts come through your head, recognize them, realize that they are there, address them, and then move on to the next question. And that ultimately will get you through the race, but it also helps you with your confidence. I have trained like I should have. That's why I'm here, because I've done what I should, and I don't need to discuss that. But it's a mental toughness tool that you need to master.
Yes,
and to get yourself through the run.
Yes, Andre, and I call that rebutting your doubts. And I think it's something that triathletes and cyclists can do ahead of the race, where they can think about, well, at the end of the race, what are my top doubts? What might I start to question about my fitness, my training, my nutrition, my hydration? What are the things that I'm going to most likely question? And you can do that based upon past experience. You know what typical or common doubts you might have at the end of a long race. Then, using your doubt rebuttals, such as, why am I doing this? And it's because I chose to be here, and I love to race, and I love to push myself. So having something pre-planned or prepared, I think, is going to help the athletes, and the athletes not struggling on what to go to. So I'm in the same light on this, and really having athletes have a choice. You can engage all you want, you know, in the doubt. You can play that out in your mind, and you can, you know, pull off the track, or you can choose to think in a way that's going to help you overcome those doubts and stay confident.
Correct. So one of the key words that you often hear people, top athletes, aspire to is to get into the flow, into the zone. Okay, so please understand that when you're a top athlete and you're in the zone does not necessarily dictate that everything just happens by itself. In the zone means you have the tools, mental toughness tools as well, to deal with these questions as they come along. People who have won Kona and first age group of being first, they have the necessary tools when they're in the flow to deal with these doubts and questions as they arise, because they arise for all of us almost all the time. I've never heard of a competitor doing an Ironman that hasn't had questions of doubt and insecurity come up. The difference is they know how to deal with them, the rebuttals, as you say, and that is part of being in the flow, the zone, as I would so to speak.
Excellent tips. I've been talking with Andre Becker. If you want more information from us, jump over to peaksports.com and download our free Mental Toughness MP3, where we have an extended interview about Andre and I speaking about dealing with the top challenges for triathletes. And once you sign up there, you'll get notified when our new program, Triathlete Confidence, comes out. It's a workbook program, and I think you'll be pleasantly pleased, because there's nothing else out there like it. Andre, thanks for your time again.
Thank you very much. And I can say from first-hand experience, this workbook works well. Trust me, when in Chattanooga, I went through the workbook 3-4 times in my head to stay alive and stay on my feet for 10 hours.
And you finished.
I was first in my age category, yes, and I finished 33rd overall, which is rather good for, if I may say so myself, for a 53-year-old guy when there's a lot of pros and a lot of youngsters with a lot of energy.
That's awesome.
And it's not that I was that good. I think it was that I was mentally more prepared to deal with these adverse conditions than my competitors around me.
Thank you for joining us on the Sports Psychology Podcast. Do you want to learn how to improve your mental toughness? Visit Peak Performance Sports at www.peaksports.com, your number one source for sports psychology programs and online mental training resources.